The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970. The Answer, great to have you with us. We are so proud to bring to the airwaves John Solomon from Just the News. And as I told you at the start of the show this morning in the 6 o'clock hour, when I looked at all the news, tried to find the truth in the news, but couldn't find anything. And lo and behold, and you will find solace if you just go to John Solomon and you go to Just the News and you will get the truth. And that is an anomaly these days. John, welcome back to the show, brother. So awesome to have you with us always.
It's great to be with you, Joe.
Well, I'm looking at what's unfolding. I can't believe it. I'm looking at the questions. I'm reading about the article here from Just the News. Questions grow about Trump raid after revelation of grand jury subpoena, extensive cooperation. You got the inside line on all of this. In the name of goodness gracious, John Solomon, how does this happen in the United States of America in 2022, man?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the big news here is that we didn't know this until last night. The president got a subpoena back in June. He responded to the subpoena by having his lawyers go through every aspect of his home and look for anything that was marked classified and give anything remaining back to the Justice Department. They arranged the FBI to come and pick it up. And when they came to pick it up on June 3rd, the president came down and said, whatever you need, let us know. We'll get it for you. And they allowed the FBI and the Justice Department at that moment to walk through the complex, even go down to view his storage locker that they just raided two months later. Why is that significant? It shows that before they raided the president, there was a spirit of cooperation and compliance. Normally, in those circumstances, even if the Justice Department has additional questions, they might come back but do it in a collaborative way with the lawyers. Instead, they ran a giant raid. Used the brute force of 30 agents to go through every aspect of a president's compound looking for something that the lawyers had already searched for. It is a remarkable moment. Most of the lawyers who've looked at this in the last 24 hours are scratching their head saying, if there was cooperation, there's no reason to hammer with a search warrant. And the big question now is, did the judge who signed that search warrant even know about this earlier cooperation? We'll have to find that out. The judge himself is now facing some important questions as well about his own background and his biases. So a lot of turning events in this big story.
John, you're the only guy talking about it, man. Yeah, I mean, we talk about it on the radio. We talk about it. Some TV outlets talk about it. But we should be outraged. It's not Trump. It's not Trump. People go, oh, Joe, you and Trump. It's not that. This is us. It's you and me, John Solomon. This can happen to us. And they're going to. I'm worried when I talk like this on the radio and I'm very, very truthful and you and I are honest. And I'm afraid that the FBI is going to show up at the door. And directed by Merrick Garland, the AG. This is a warranted concern, yes?
Yeah, listen, there was a very powerful moment last night on television when Tulsi Gabbard, a liberal Democrat, appearing on Fox News, said that she believes we're in an era of abuse of power, that political leaders in the Biden administration feel comfortable to go after their enemies using all the forces and crushing power of the state. That's a Democrat saying it, a Democrat who was a presidential candidate just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
There is so much concern that this moment in America doesn't resemble the America we lived in the first 246 years. Listen, they may have found some additional documents during the search with Donald Trump's compound, but it's the way it's done that I think concerns America.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah, Tulsi was on with Brian Kilmeade. Brian did a good sitting in for Tucker. That was a very interesting interview. So what do you think? What could they find? I know you're not much for conjecture, John, because you're always dealing with facts. But what might they find? I mean, what could they possibly be looking for? A Kim Jong-un letter? I mean, Donald Trump. I can't figure out where they're going, man.
Yeah, listen, I think some people have stated out loud where they hope things are going, and that includes Mark Elias, the former Democratic Hillary Clinton and DNC lawyer, the man who helped concoct the Russia collusion scandal by sending the stuff through Sussman and Steele to the FBI.
Yeah.
He says this is about nullifying Donald Trump's chances to run. They just don't want Donald Trump to run in 2024. And whether that's the Justice Department's intention or not, the way they've conducted it has created the clear appearance of that. They did this just before a midterm election. They did it against the candidate who's most likely to oppose Joe Biden. They did it in this, even though there was evidence of continuing cooperation that didn't require the big hammer. It wasn't like this was a drug lord resisting it on the lam. And I think no matter how this turns out, there's going to be tens of millions of Americans that no longer trust the system. And don't take my word for it. There was a poll by Trafalgar this past week that is so damning because it shows Democrats, independents, and Republicans are all in agreement. 8 in 10 Americans believe we live in an era where there's a dual system of justice. That is the highest in American history. That should disturb all of us. No matter how this comes out, no matter how Donald Trump comes out, idea that we have a dual system of justice shakes the core of our law and order republic that we have.
Yeah, is it true? And then they went in the basement. They were looking for a safe, and they found Geraldo Rivera in an empty safe, I heard. You know, it's like the Al Capone safe. I mean, it was like, what was that? What do you know for a fact, John, that the safe was indeed empty?
I don't think it was. I think there's been, listen, I think there were collections all through the camera. I know they found photos. I know they found some letters. Some of them may have had classification marks on them. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see. You know, well, think about this. What if the same photo that was in the New York Times of Donald Trump meeting with Kim Jong-un, which, by the way, there was, is also in the president's collection, but because it was taken by the White House photographer, it was stamped secret or top secret. These are the sort of issues that I think we're going to learn about. Which is, there's a lot of gathering of frivolous materials under the extraordinary crushing power of the state. Again, I don't condone anyone taking records that belong to the Records Administration, but the response has to be commensurate. Most of the people right now, in the absence of what we don't know, think that this is an excessive raid. Now, wait, we're going to get search warrant returns. We're going to learn more about this, but I've talked to Justice and FBI officials. They basically said, listen, we thought there was some staff left behind. That's why we did this. If they were so concerned, they waited 2 months to do it. The president could have destroyed things, removed things. It just seems odd the way they did this. They did it slow plotting, and then all of a sudden they show up with brute force.
Yeah, and if I see an FBI agent in one of Melania's dresses, then I'm really going to be upset. I mean, they go into it's like J. Edgar Hoover, right? They go into Melania's closet. I mean, that would incense me. That, and you know, I think that President Trump, to his credit, is being very, very cool, and he's being very, very calm, and I hope he stays that way. But oh, wouldn't you be? I mean, that's such an invasion of privacy. Like sticking in our face. And John, if I may, then let's go here. Joe Biden getting onto Air Force One with who? Hunter Biden. It's like in your face politics. It's like they passed this tax thing where they weaponized the IRS, then they go raid Mar-a-Lago, and then he gets on the plane in full sight of everybody, what looked like on purpose to needle those of us who know what Hunter Biden did on the plane. What the heck is happening down there?
Well, listen, part of this is going to be the most important thing is to look at various episodes in the past where identical things have happened. Let's take two episodes that involve Hillary Clinton, a Democrat.
Okay.
In those circumstances, Hillary Clinton had billing records found in her White House residence that had been under subpoena for 2 years. Clear evidence that she was actually defying a subpoena and possessed the evidence. The FBI, after those records were turned over, didn't raid the Clinton residence at the White House. When Hillary Clinton had classified emails on her private email server in violation of her own classification certificate, they didn't come and raid or even grab the servers. You know what they did? They had a lawyer put them on a thumb drive, and he got to store those classified emails in a safe in his own office. Two people under identical or serious or similar circumstances treated desperately. That's where Americans get so much discomfort.
That's right. It is crazy. Before we let you go, John, and appreciate your time, sir, another headline in Just the News. Whistleblowers revealed widespread FBI misconduct ahead of Trump raid. That's what you're finding, sir.
Yeah. The two members of Congress, Senator Grassley and Congressman Jim Jordan, in separate investigations dealing with separate whistleblowers, I provided the FBI enormous allegations of wrongdoing and politicalization of the FBI. And here's why this is important. Some of those allegations involve the same Washington field office that was involved in conducting this raid on President Trump. And the allegations, by the way, from senior FBI officials who are whistleblowers, are that this office was politically tampering with investigations, including opening up an investigation against Donald Trump, the allegation is, without evidence to justify it, without a proper predicate, is what the FBI says. Those allegations surfaced 1 week before the same office felt comfortable going in and raiding the president. And in between, the number two person in that office was removed from his job because of expressions of bias against President Trump. Those are the sort of things that are going on in the backdrop that make this look all the more political. We're going to have a lot of questions answered, but probably not until Republicans get back in control.
I hope so, John Solomon. We hope so, because you're telling the truth now. And I would love to see some folks, you know, speak the truth like you do and get with the facts that you're bringing forth, John Solomon, in the political arena, that whether you're for Trump or not, it's incidental. It's the way it happened. And it could happen, if it happened in the regard that it did at Mar-a-Lago, it could happen in any of our homes, John Solomon. John, you know, every morning I go through, I look at the Post, North Washington Post, New York Times, AP, I go at Reuters, they're all the same. It's like one person is writing the same story. Thank God for what you're doing at Just the News, man. We appreciate it. And News Not Noise on Real America's Voice Network. Just ripping it up, John Solomon. Keep up the fight. We so appreciate it, my dear friend.
Thank you, my friend.
God bless and love to the family, John. Thank you, sir. John Solomon right there, award-winning investigative journalist speaking the truth. Now, why isn't, if I had this information, and I'm a politician, and I'm in the Republican Party, and I'm thinking, how could they do this? Look what John Solomon reported this, and it's right here all in black and white. You know what? They don't want to do it, I think, because the Republicans want to take down Donald Trump, too. That's what I'm thinking. They don't want him to go. And you have the head of the parties. They go, no, they like Liz Cheney. They like their Mitt Romneys. They like all these guys. Oh, Bush, Jeb Bush. Oh, no more Bushes, please. Oh, my gosh. We want something different and new and rogue and out of the ordinary. And Donald Trump scares the daylights out of them. But it's not Donald Trump. This is so more than Donald Trump. You cannot go in and do it. Well, apparently you can. You could go in and do it. And then the way Joe Biden, and you can't tell me that wasn't a concerted effort to irritate everybody, to send a message. And I don't know that Joe Biden knew it. Someone in the White House said, I think you and Hunter go up the steps at the end when the whole family goes into Air Force One as they go to a South Carolina vacation because Joe Biden doesn't take enough breaks. But they get on and they leave. They leave Hunter and they leave his father, Joe Biden, walking up the steps. And we're going like, this guy's free as a bird after all that he did that we see from a laptop from hell, and nothing is done about it. And not one politician on the conservative side is talking about it. All of us are outraged by it. It's beyond Trump, man. That's about you and I, I'm telling you. And to weaponize the IRS. Oh, that's not going to happen. That's exactly what's happening before our eyes. Who's fighting for us? We're trying on the radio. So help me, goodness gracious, we're trying on the radio. It's 18 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe and Al and Joe Sebelia producing, and Debbie's on the roads in a second. Dan Hoffman, who's got the coolest title of anybody anywhere, CIA Senior Clandestine Services Officer. I wonder, when you meet Dan Hoffman, do you think he did it like that? Here's my card. I am a CIA Senior Clandestine Services Officer. I would love that, man. Yeah, he's a great guy. Hey, well, so I missed the whole thing about the John Bolton assassination plot. Not a fan of Ambassador Bolton. Although we were for years, he was a great guest on the show. But when he turns his back on people who helped him, that turns me off, you know. And so we'll see what's going on there, because they had a press conference about it. But with all the raid on Mar-a-Lago, it kind of got lost. So Dan Hoffman will fill us in exactly what's happening there. Joe on the radio, Debbie's on the roads at 9:19 on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie. How are you this morning, kiddo? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing? Everything
good.
Going smoothly?
You know, it's one of those weeks and days. If I do have to do a live show, it takes such preparation and rehearsals, right? So
yes.
Mikey and I have a big rehearsal. I'm so excited with a really legendary band from from Harlem, and they are so great, and I'm so excited. We're going to do a great show in a couple weeks in Atlantic City. It's a private corporate show. Otherwise, I'd invite everybody down.
Right,
and I'm
right.
putting Mikey front and center with his Stratocaster. I said, rip it up, Mike. I want him to get the feel for it, you know?
Yes.
Performing like that. So now I'm learning. I'm practicing. Michael says to me, we're jamming the other day. He goes, Dad, you've been practicing. And I'm like, yeah, I know, because I got to keep up with my son now, man. Are you kidding me?
So and I'm doing sure the it's a lot of different tunes and things like that, right? A lot of different
We're going to do, you see, I love you, because that's what we're going to, we'll do a whole full Frank Sinatra set. And then I'll switch it off and hand Mikey off, and then we'll rip it up rock and roll style. That'll be kind of fun, you know? And then the show, then we go into the Jersey Boys with Michael Longoria and Christian Hoff and all the great kids that are the Midtown men. So it's going to be a great night. And that's a corporate show in Atlantic City. So I'm preparing for that, preparing for the weekend show, and then going to Seattle next week for Relief Factor. So I'm jammed.
So you're practicing and then performing and then practicing and then performing and working.
I need a drink. I mean, you and I don't drink, but I need a drink. Okay? All right. We got to hang out with Al.
Once in a while, a glass of wine.
A night with a Cthulhu. There it is. That's the film, right? Dinner with Al.
Uber.
Sounds good.
Debbie's out there looking out for you. 921 on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe, and good morning, Al. Good morning, Joe Sebilia, and everybody. Let's go out to 78 westbound. Problems continue as you head out toward exit 40 in Watchung. It's an overturned dump truck. That's what's causing the heavy traffic. We're still seeing delays this morning as you head over to Mill Street in Belleville. Still have that broken water main out by Branch Brook Park. Watch for delays on the covered roadway as you get out toward the Tunnelly Circle in Jersey City with an accident being cleared. Now, the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel, about 30 minutes in, Lincoln 15, George about 15 in now to the upper and lower levels. Watch for delays as you take a ride over to the Bruckner West at the Hunts Point Drawbridge with an accident just cleared. It's kind of busy on the LIE westbound at Maurice Avenue, getting reports of a 5-car accident. Cross Island South by the LIE, it's an accident. And Sunrise Highway West at Vets Highway, accident still being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 87. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Thanks to you, kind enough to listen, kind enough to help out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. You allow the Tunnel to Towers Foundation to deliver on its promise to do good and to never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have made for us. You know, this is a local story in New York. It just breaks our heart. Heroes like Misota's Familia, who could not wait to join the NYPD to make her community safer, right? She proudly wore her NYPD uniform until she was ambushed in the line of duty, shot in the head in her police vehicle solely for the uniform that she wore. She is survived by her 3 children. Her oldest daughter, Genesis, was only 20 years old when her mom was murdered. Look at that. So Genesis became the sole guardian and provider of her twin siblings, Peter and Delilah, who were 12 years old. Well, thanks to your generosity, Tunnel to Towers gave her children a mortgage-free home. For some families, that foundation brings the comfort of knowing they could stay in the home where they had made memories with the loved ones, right? New memories for other families. That's what the foundation enables. They go in and they help. And they, I always say, safety net. There's a safety net for our heroes and our heroines who put their lives on the line for us every single day. Please help our nation's greatest heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month. That's all we ask, $11 a month. And I know you hear me telling you about it, and we all just kind of watch those beautiful, beautiful, you know, public service announcements of Tunnel to Towers with Mr. Siller and all the great heroes and the heroines who lost loved ones. And I well up, I tear up when I see those things. But let's get to the phone, get to your computer, and just punch in T2T.org, okay? Let's try to do that this morning, if you'd be so kind to do it. T2T, T the number 2, and then T.org, and donate, if you can, $11 a month. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains strength.
It's very simple. When we were in the White House, when America first prevailed, our enemies, doesn't matter who it is, Russia, North Korea, Iran, doesn't matter, they were afraid of us. And our friends were treated like friends. All of that has been reversed.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with the 57th and first female governor of the state of New York, Kathy Hochul, about the state of the state and the upcoming gubernatorial race. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dan Hoffman's coming up in a second. I want to tell you to go to relieffactor.com. Once you go to relieffactor.com, you're going to find out all that I've been talking about. You go, oh, that's what Joe's talking about. Check out the website, please. In the meantime, you can call. Some people like to call 800, the number 4, the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF. 3-week quick start is only $19.95. Let's get you out of pain. I tell you about all these people out of pain. Marsha, Deborah Ann, Reggie Ken, all these people are out of pain. I know. I speak from experience. And you hear me telling you about it every morning. Oh, I'll get it, Joe. That's all right. I don't want you to be like that. You don't want to go outside summertime. You're down at the beach. You're getting out of the car, and you're moving slow. You go ahead. No. You want to be right in the fray. You deserve at least that, to embrace life like that. Relief Factor allows you to do it because it's 100% drug-free, and there's botanical and fish oil ingredients in there that stop the inflammation. 100% drug-free. ReliefFactor.com. Check out the website. You will love it. In the meantime, if you want to call, you'll get a great person to tell you all about it. 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4, the word relief. 3-week quick start is still only $19.95. Please start here, relieffactor.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Dan the Man Hoffman, I tell you. Great guy serving this country in such a stellar fashion. A great dad as well. And he's got the coolest title of anybody. Dan, welcome back to the show, first of all. It's so awesome to have you with us, my friend. Thank you for your service. Thanks for being such a great daddy. And thank you for taking the time with us in the morning, sir.
Oh, hey, listen, thanks a lot. It's always a pleasure to join you in the morning.
Well, did you do this with, like, your friends? You're in Russia, man, and you're at the CIA. And did you ever, like, you have the coolest title of any guest that we have. I just want you to know that, Dan, okay? Because when people go, hi, Dan Hoffman, it's like a senior clandestine services officer with the CIA. I mean, you could drop that anywhere, man. That would be cool. But you're such a humble guy. You never really use that.
I don't drop that. I'll tell you, the best thing I got going for me is D-A-D. That's the one that matters the most.
God bless you.
I'll leave the other stuff. That's where it is.
Hey, Dan, in Intel and what you have done, and I know there's some things you can't even talk about, and then how do you turn that off? You know, whether you're undercover and you're in a foreign country, and then to your dad, to your beautiful children, man, and being the great dad that you are, do you find that difficult, sir?
You know, I always found that you had to kind of leave behind the work at the end of the day. And it was really hard when I was overseas in unaccompanied war zones like in Iraq, and I would come home and you'd be hanging out with your family and even stuff like I was home one year and fireworks were going off for July 4th. And it kind of took me for a second, you know, because I just kind of thought for a moment I was back where I used to be, where that would have been the sound of gunfire, you know. So it is hard sometimes, but you've got to kind of make the mental transition out of, you know, where you were and try to focus on your responsibilities at home as a husband or as a father or as a mother. Yeah. You know, we had plenty of women out there serving with us as well in those war zones too. So, it's a challenge for sure.
Boy, God bless you for all that you've done, Dan. And getting to the issues of the day, if we may, what is the veracity of the allegations about the plot to assassinate Ambassador John Bolton?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's for real. There's an Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps member, a guy named Pursafi, and apparently he got in touch with a U.S. resident. They haven't told us who that person is, the identity of that person, who in turn introduced the Iranian to another person online. This was all conducted online, and Pursafi asked this guy to take photos of John Bolton in October of 2021, and then wanted him in February of this year, told him to kill Ambassador Bolton and do it in 2 weeks or else someone else would. Reportedly, there was also a plan to target Secretary Pompeo. So, you know, this is, I mean, it's not a surprise. This is what Iran does. They tried to kill the Saudi ambassador here in Washington, D.C. about 10 years ago. They mount these, you know, cloak and dagger espionage operations. It's up to us to detect them and then preempt them and disrupt them before they cause harm.
And what's confusing to we the citizens of this great country, still this great country, Dan Hoffman, is why are we even talking with Iran? Why are we groveling for oil and making deals, this deal that this administration is putting forth with Iran? And not to make it political, but we're confused. These are people who want to kill us.
Well, it was a bad deal before Iran started to try to kill, you know, our former national security advisor or secretary of state. You know, that Iran nuclear deal, the sunset clauses, the fact that it doesn't deal with Iran's ballistic missile program, you know, those are real concerns. And the fact that Iran is a state sponsor of terrorism also. We don't have a strategy to deal with just the multifarious nature of Iran's threats. There's a lot of them out there. And this administration, if they do indeed pursue a nuclear deal, they are going to be held accountable for it. There are going to be a lot of hearings in Congress, especially if the Republicans take over in 2022, at the midterms, just, you know, demanding that the administration give us a little more background on what their strategy is to keep us safe from this country, which threatens the region for sure, but beyond, as we've seen.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. On a personal note, you know, I have a gal that works with us, and she helps me on some things that we do. She's a former CIA, which is great. No one messes with her, by the way. So she's a former CIA. So she just texted, it's so true. It's still hard to turn it off, she said, Dan. I feel for Dan, she texted me, and we appreciate her service as well. I can't imagine you being in a war zone like that, man, and then just coming right home. Please, yes.
I'll tell you just a quick story. You know, one time I was, when my older son was just like 2 years old, I used to take him into CIA headquarters, give my wife a break, you know, and I'd have diapers and something to eat, you know, and I got called to a meeting, essentially a teleconference, a secure one, to talk about, you know, some terrorist activity in Yemen. And I dropped my kid off at the ops center, where our people are there 24/7 tracking threats to our country. And I said, listen, I'm really sorry. I got to go to this meeting with the deputy director of CIA.
Oh, man.
Can you watch my kid? And they said, got it. So they're tracking threats. And at the same time, they're feeding my kid, you know, a couple of hot dogs and occupying his time. And I come back 2 hours later. I said to our deputy director, I said, I got to go pick up my kid in the ops center. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, well, you called me into this meeting on a Sunday. My kid was in the office with me. We were going to go to the park, and, you know, we can't do that because I got to go do this teleconference and find a terrorist and swack him, your favorite word, Joe Piscopo. And I said, I got to go pick up my kid. So there he is, you know, fed and happy in his stroller. You know, that's the CIA right there, where, like, the personal life just intersects with your professional life. God bless him.
Your life is a movie, my friend. We love you for that, man. It really is. Debbie, I know we appreciate your valuable time. Intel, what does Intel tell us around the world? What does Intel, if I may, Dan Hoffman, you know, you've been there, you lived it. This was really your life. And in regards to Putin and Ukraine, in regards to President Xi, Communist China and Taiwan, in regards to the Middle East, I mean, hopefully we know that we took out al-Zawahiri, but it was unsettling in a sense, Dan Hoffman, if I may start there, sir, is that what are these people doing? The Taliban now is welcoming al-Qaeda in. We have a situation, and we're just so afraid that terrorists are going to come back bigger and stronger than ever after Afghanistan.
Well, listen, we left behind a terrorist state in Afghanistan. The fact that Zawahiri was living in the, by Kabul standards, the elite part of Kabul, and he was there at the behest of the Taliban, a faction of it, the Haqqani network, that's kind of a sign that the al-Qaeda guys have safe haven. And we know that that presents a clear and present danger to our country. So you've got ISIS and al-Qaeda growing there, and we don't have the capability that we used to have to detect those threats and eliminate them. So that's a short fuse threat to our nation. You've got North Korea looking to do another nuclear test. You've got China threatening Taiwan. Obviously, we've got the Iran nuclear deal, you know, that bad deal that we might see, you know, again, a I just don't understand how we could sign that deal as it was before. And then, you know, Russia, Ukraine, I mean, it's just it's a stalemate, but it's caused, you know, ten million, you know, internally displaced refugees from Ukraine and massive economic upheaval. You know, it's just a humanitarian catastrophe that Putin has caused. And there's no end in sight to that. And we're not giving the Ukrainians quite enough that they need in order to turn the tide and show Russia that that continuing to wage this, you know, this barbaric war is not in their interest. So there's no shortage of national security issues out there right now for our national security professionals, you know, doing the job like they are. God bless them.
And they are out there. Just to bring some solace to the folks kind enough to listen to us, Dan Hoffman, the CIA is out there watching out for us back here in the States.
I mean, I'll tell you, just real quick, you know,
please.
The FBI were the ones who uncovered that, you know, that threat to Ambassador Bolton. And that's a pretty big deal to be able to disrupt that plot. And what I'm concerned about is that there's in that stream of intelligence that they collected on the threat, they probably collected a lot more about other Iranian threats to other senior officials, whether they're actively serving now or once were, or threats to our infrastructure. You know, they want to target our critical infrastructure. I mean, there's just a lot of things for us to be concerned about.
And Dan, before we let you go, I'm sorry, the FBI uncovered that assassination plot. It was the FBI that did that?
Yeah, they reportedly did. And unclear at the moment whether they were uncovering that with the assistance of other members of the IC, like the CIA or the NSA. Certainly possible that the IC was working it together.
Yeah, well, and anything positive we could talk about the Federal Bureau investigation and the rank and file, we like to do it. So you got to give credit where it is due, especially these days. Dan, you're the best, man. I so enjoy our chats. We're sending our love. Thanks for being the great dad that you are, the great husband that you were, and the great. You're always great on our show, man. And
thanks a lot.
You know, with great respect, we appreciate it, my friend. And please come back
always
anytime.
Always an honor.
All right,
thank you so much. Have a great morning.
Dan Hoffman is the man right there. CIA Senior Clandestine Services Officer. We should have music for Dan's introduction. I love that. And a Fox News contributor as well. Joe on the radio, 937 on AM 970, The Answer. We could take some calls if you want, 877-970-2999. Big Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
74 degrees at 937. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The directors of the films Clerks and Mallrats, among others, Kevin Smith, says the Atlantic Movie House in Atlantic Highlands inspired his love of movies. So the Red Bank native is buying the theater and renaming it Smod Castle Cinemas. To complete his childhood dream, Smith says he plans to live in an upstairs apartment at the movie house. Smith has completed another sequel to the highly successful Clerks named Clerks 3 and will premiere it at the theater September 4th before embarking on a nationwide media tour. And the classic monster cereals from General Mills are returning him with a fresh look. The cereal maker teamed up with pop artist Cause for 4 limited edition boxes for the fan favorite cereals. Fans will be able to buy boxes of Count Chocula, Frankenberry, Booberry, and Fruit Brute with Cause signature artwork style that features X'd out eyes and bone-shaped ears on the classic characters. This also marks the first time Fruit Brute has been available since 2013. The Monster cereals first hit shelves in the 1970s, but have only been available seasonally around Halloween since 2009. In sports, the Yankees dropped their rubber match with the Mariners 4-3. Mets, a 6-game winning streak after blowing out the Reds 10-2 to sweep the 3-game series at Citi Field. Taiwan Walker earning his 10th victory of the season, allowing 2 runs over 6 innings of work. And this sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? W. Hames got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's go out to the Southern State Parkway eastbound at Deer Park Ave. It's construction. That's what's causing the heavy traffic over there. It's kind of busy still on Sunrise Highway West into Vets Highway. Accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is still moving slowly as you head over to Fordham, the Fordham section of the Bronx. 194th by Briggs Ave. Still closed with an ongoing investigation. LIE westbound right at Maurice Avenue. It's a 5-car accident. 280 West exit 8 into West Orange, an accident being cleared. We're still seeing delays on 78 West out through Watchung with a collision finally wrapped up over there. Cross County, that's going to be pretty busy westbound into the Bronx River Parkway. It's an overturned vehicle on the ramp to the Bronx River Parkway south. And over on 9W in Highland, it's an accident with all lanes closed. Partly cloudy today, high of 87. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed.com. If you need last-minute hires in no time, you need Indeed. Their integrated hiring solution lets you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been more streamlined. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
So I'm going to ask that you do something and call Susan at Rhino Shield this morning. Let me give you the number if I can. You ready? Can you jot it down? If you're driving, you will remember, please, rhinoshieldofny.com. If you go to Rhino Shield, just the way it's R-H-I-N-O, rhinoshieldofny.com, 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608. When you talk to Susan, I chatted with her yesterday to catch up. What a great gal. You know, she's the only woman that represents Rhino Shield. I love that. And she does a great job. And when I look at the house and I don't have to paint, oh my goodness gracious, it's the one thing I don't have to worry about. You know what I'm saying? And she follows up and how you doing? How's everything going? You want to call Susan. And I know you're thinking about it. You're thinking about it. You're going, well, I'll paint. Yeah, no. Before you paint, do what I did. Because the painters will come out, cost you a fortune. You don't want to do it. You want to. It's so much more cost effective to go and get a 25-year transferable warranty from Susan against peeling, chipping, cracking, mold, or mildew. You know, this is a ceramic technology. They spray on the Rhino Shield on brick, block, stucco, cement, wood, metal. You know all this. The main thing is your home, your business, by the way, your office, if you're a doctor. You know, if you're a law office, you want it to look great, you got a Rhino Shield because you won't have to worry about it again. It's cost effective and you get a 20% discount if you call for a free quote by the end of this month, all right? So by August 31st, you get a free quote. You could lock in 20% if you call for a free quote. Here's the number, 877-744-6608. By the way, when I tell you, what kind of painter is going to, and by nothing against painters, but you're not going to get a 25-year warranty. You're going to have to do it all over again. So Susan is standing by for you. She is so dedicated, and it's meticulous how Rhino Shield works. 877-744-6608. Just give a call. Say, Susan, I want a free quote, and I want 20% off. I want the warranty. But tell me about Rhino Shield, and she'll tell you everything you need to know. Start here. If you're driving, please remember RhinoShieldOfNY.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I start every day by reading through the stories at Daybreak Insider. In just 10 minutes, I can zip through 10 stories that matter, 10 stories that help me start my day and help shape where I go with the Mike Gallagher Show. You and I know the mainstream media is filling the airwaves with a left-wing take on the news of the day.
This is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
It's critical to find a news source that tells the truth. Well, that's Daybreak Insider. Daybreak Insider is that source. I get it in my mailbox every day. It helps shape the stories I bring to you. It's a look at today's most compelling stories, how they are covered by the media, and provides responses from key conservatives in media and politics. Over 250,000 people get Daybreak Insider by email daily, and it's available to you at no cost. Go to DaybreakInsider.com and simply plug in your email. That's DaybreakInsider.com. In 5 minutes, you will be the most informed person in the office. That's DaybreakInsider.com.
Now you can travel to Israel. Spend 10 extraordinary days in the Holy Land this November. Collect remarkable memories on a trip that will change you forever. Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza lead our tour of Israel with our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Join them and enjoy picturesque and unforgettable places you'll treasure for a lifetime. Reserve your spot today at standwithisraeltour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, so in these times, and they're crazy times, you want to protect your legacy, and you can do it with Connors and Sullivan right off the bat, okay? You get that free initial in-person consultation with a lawyer from Connors and Sullivan. Again, the number, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. Offices are in Brooklyn. That's where I go to Brooklyn. You go to Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island, 718-238-6500. These are crazy times. You could see how unsettled you are. And that's why my son said to me, Dad, you better put your estate in order because, you know, I've been married a couple times, got kids. It's a bit of a mess. So I said, in my mind, I'm thinking, who's going to take me? I mean, I'm going to walk in and go, sorry, Joe, can't handle what you're doing. Mike Connors is so measured, you know. I love using that word. He's so measured and down to earth and calm. And then you meet his beautiful bride, and that's a testament to Mike with a beautiful Beth and their wonderful son, you know, and you feel calm and you feel at ease and you feel comfortable. And Mike doesn't go, are you kidding me? What did you do? So no, none of that. You just got it. That's what Mike Connors says. That's what you get at Connors and Sullivan. Got it. We'll take care of it. I understood. What do you need? This, that, you know, to the point where I told Mike, I used the word Mama Luke. I said, I got these Mama Lukes all around. I'm afraid they're going to be nipping at me. God forbid I die in my coffin. People are going to be saying, hey, how's Joe doing? Hey, can we get some money? You know, and we put in a Mama Luke clause. And then someone went to him. You think I'm kidding? I told you this before. Someone walked up to Mike with a big list, and they said, these are the Mama Lukes in my life. Can you take care of that, Mike? And he goes, not a problem. Boom. You want to go to Connors and Sullivan. Believe me, if they can take care of me, you are going to be a breeze for everybody at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. Yeah, and again, free in-person initial consultation with a great lawyer from Connors and Sullivan. Or start here, please. ConnorsandSullivan.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com. iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
All right, we got a couple minutes here before we go to Mike Gallagher. Let me just see. Oh my gosh, and you know what's in this quote unquote Inflation Reduction Act? Methane reduction. Methane. Is that why they're whacking cows? Is that why they're whacking cows in the Midwest? Methane reduction. That's in the bill that politicians have actually signed. Hey, Joe Sebelia, our young producer, doing such a great job, and thanks for everything. Will you remind me 7:45 tomorrow? On Friday, will you remind me to say happy birthday to Angelo like I've forgotten to do all week long?
Absolutely, yes.
Just put the note because I put it for myself and I don't get. Also, I'm
how
just
old
reading,
is Angelo?
79. Oh. But it was Sunday and I blew it. So, Angelo.
Happy belated.
You know, this is, I told
but
you.
But he listens before. At 7:45? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, he listens every
gotcha.
Morning. I told you about this tweet before. Keeping calm is what got us to this point. You will never vote yourself out of tyranny. Mm. Stop acting like sheep. Start acting like Americans. You got to play it smart. Please listen to Joey on the radio. Keep calm. This will backlash bigly, like I said. But you got to keep calm. You got to be smarter than they are. And I hope that Donald Trump, you know, the way he's doing it now, but he's staying kind of quiet where you think he would just be on every talk show. No, just, I tell you, it's better to show some humility, to step back, because when they are doing self-inflicted wounds like this administration has done since Donald Trump has left office, they're going to bury themselves. They're going to bury themselves, and it's going to come out. You cannot continue this evil and this insidious nature of governing the country without it coming back to bite you. So please try to stay as calm as you can. We want to be peaceful patriots, you know. And then this is what I want to say. Hold on. I wanted to say on this, please. This is a story. You look at what the FBI did. And again, a shout out to FBI for finding out about the assassination plots, you know. So I wanted to give that credit where it's due because, you know. But this is a gal that texted me, and I want to protect her privacy. My brother's home was broken into, and the robbers broke into his top-of-the-line gun safe in probably less than 20 minutes, took his entire gun collection, which included an AR-15, which had a tracker on it. And after the police report was made, we waited a few weeks before I went on a rampage and ended up with a sheriff. They got the cell number from the sheriff, and he got someone on it right away. And even though the AR tracked to two different apartments, they had an eyewitness and ring footage and fingerprints there. There have been zero guns recovered. and have gotten nothing but weak excuses from the burglary division. This is down in Texas, right? I don't want to identify too much. So there's tropes on gun control. I don't know that they can control it, but here's a person legally owning firearms, legally locking them up, and then they get stolen and nothing can happen. This is what the FBI should be concentrating on, not Donald Trump. The obsession to take down a past president who is, they're just so afraid of, please concentrate on us. Concentrate on our kids. Concentrate on the border. Concentrate. Look at what it costs, everything, the costs of everything. But more importantly, the crime that is in the streets. And Eric Adams is talking about the migrants coming in. That's just one city. It's all over the country. What's going to happen? Look what happened here in Texas, the great state of Texas. This happened. So we feel for this gal. And it's unfortunate. But I wish that this country had a leader that would say we're taking care of our citizens first. And what's the first concern as a politician? What is it? Safety. The safety of our citizens. And now this person trying to protect his or herself with a safe, with weapons that are legally registered, and criminals come in, take it, and now they can't find it. Everybody's got to step up their game. And you know what? The cops, on their behalf, they're so handcuffed, they're afraid to do anything anymore. I mean, if I'm a cop and I got a family at home, I'm afraid to make a move. You can't do this hold. You can't do that hold. They could sue you. Do we need a leader in this country? Law and order. And plus the police and the FBI. How the FBI wastes its energy on going after Peter Navarro in leg irons, Roger Stone. If you go after Joe DiGenova. And Victoria, what are they called? K.T. McFarland, they go, are you kidding me? General Flynn, this is what they do? No, stop these criminals. Oh, my Lord. And we need someone in charge to speak exactly like I'm speaking on the radio. The nonsense has to stop. The politics has to stop. It's the safety of our citizens. And the cities are in disarray across the country because there's no safety net, because we're taking away any authority or any backbone for law enforcement. Ah, there you go. Okay. Mike Gallagher's going to take over. Mm-hmm. We could just move on, right? We could go home in a little while.
You can relax. Take a deep breath, Joe. Deep breath. You can relax now before
check
you start
my
practicing.
Blood pressure. Yeah. I think everybody feels that way nowadays, yes. Don't they? Everybody's watching what's happening. You're yelling at the TV. You know what?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
We'll get there. We're good people. You know it. You see it every day. All the goodness of the people of America. You see it every single day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
We'll get there. We'll get there, Deb. And even on the roads, when you and I talk about it, I know we got a break, but we will get so mad at the driver in front of us. What are you doing?
What's wrong with you?
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Look at it. Anytime today. That's my father's favorite expression. Anytime today, pal, that'd be great. But if you ever opened the door, got out of the car, we go, I'm sorry, I'm just a little stressed out. You know, we would be like friends, right? Okay. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're Al, then you got a problem. Then there'll be an anger issue.
Don't want to get on Al's bad side. Nope.
Hey, Debbie, how we doing out there traffic-wise? And thank you so much. Love you and thank you, Deb.
Thanks. Love you guys. Let's see what's happening. As you head to the LIE, it's kind of busy, Joe, getting right out toward Glen Cove Road. It looks like a stalled car is in the way over there. More volume on the LIE westbound as you head right out toward Maurice Avenue in Queens. It's a 5-car accident still being cleared. Very tough ride here on the LIE westbound out toward Maurice Ave, getting in toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. We're seeing volume on the eastbound Gowanus up toward the Prospect. Cross Bronx West slowing down into the GWB. Outbound George Washington Bridge, it's construction work going on the upper and lower levels. Inbound GWB looks fine. Only about 10 minutes in at the Lincoln 5 at the Holland Tunnel. Over on 280 heading westbound into exit 8 in West Orange. It's an accident still being cleared. 78 West overturned truck cleared over in Watchung and taking a ride to the Cross County West at the Bronx River Parkway, an overturned vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager believes we're living in fear.
Do you realize that California, Illinois, and New York are now under states of emergency because of monkeypox? Monkeypox? The right to have a state of emergency should be abolished. We did not raise a generation to fear a powerful state. That is one of the horrors of our age in America.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
International travel is open again. So now is the perfect time for that trip to Israel, the trip of a lifetime. A trip to the Holy Land will bring you face to face with one of the most fascinating countries on earth. More than just a vacation, this meaningful trip is your opportunity to enjoy the freedom to travel again, walking the ancient streets of Jerusalem where Jesus walked, sailing the Sea of Galilee, and floating in the mineral-rich Dead Sea with its healing and rejuvenating power. Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza, along with our trusted travel partner Inspiration Cruises and Tours, personally invite you to experience Israel with them this November. To book your trip to Israel, log on to StandWithIsraelTour.com. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Then call 855-565-5519 to secure your spot. Call today, 855-565-5519.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Overall, we're looking at a mostly cloudy day. Some peaks of sunshine are possible, and we could see some showers in the evening as well. High temperature today, 86. Lows overnight will drop down to 70 degrees. As we go into Friday to finish off the work week, we're expecting partly sunny skies, highs dropping down to 81. Clear overnight, 66. And then on Saturday, we're looking at blue skies, a high of 79. To finish the weekend, we'll be mostly cloudy by the afternoon, highs around 81. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Jeff. Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. If you're driving, you could stop off. Matter of fact, there's traffic. Why don't you just go to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey? Say, I'm going to be a little late. I'm going to go to see Alex Kinsella and the team at Route 22 Toyota, and I'm going to get me a fuel-efficient Toyota. And I'm going to get 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. And you're looking at your car, you're going, I got 125% for this? You know what? You just got to go to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. You talk to Alex Kinsella and the great team at Route 22 Toyota. Now, if you're home, you get a chance to jot this number down, if I may. It's 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905. You let Alex and the team know which fuel-efficient Toyota is right for you. They are offering 125% of book value on your trade. Any make, any model, 973-705-8905. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, so we appreciate it. I appreciate the tweets. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe, but I do see a story here. I won't credit it because I don't know that it's right or wrong or real or not. But they said he alleges, this person on Twitter alleges, the FBI had personal stake in Mar-a-Lago raid. Agents were after Spygate documents Trump was holding that likely implicated the FBI. I wouldn't put it past him. So do you think Donald Trump had that, wouldn't have released it earlier? I don't know what to believe. We don't know. But listen, it's as good as anything else. I still don't know why they just didn't do it. And why they don't talk to Peter Navarro? Why don't they just say, hey, come on, come in and talk. Everybody's going to talk to it's the FBI. Like the way Joe DeGeneva said, they came in, they got the phone. They wanted to go after, I guess, Rudy Giuliani wanted to go after the Ukraine, not Hunter Biden, by the way. But they were very nice. And you could do it in a nice, civil way. We need a leader to step up and, you know, to walk the walk, talk the talk. And by the grace of God, we will get there sooner than later. Joe Sebelia, great show, my friend. Thank you, brother. Well done. Albert, hysterical. Keep. You know what? If you don't laugh, you're going to cry.
Now. I'm getting on a plane. See you later.
Oh, my Lord. Debbie, thank you. Cara Fasaro is, she's going to shoot out all the interviews online in a second. Mert will shoot out the podcast. Thanks to Nick. Thanks to Charles. Thanks to you. Make it a great day. Would you do that? Because you deserve it.
News. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.